This is Al Simpson. Uncle Sam can no longer afford for wealthy nonprofit organizations to take advantage of subsidized mail rates. In a moment, Ted Kennedy and I will face off. Ted, the revenue foregone subsidy, the only taxpayer funding for the U.S. Postal Service, was created to assist worthwhile nonprofit organizations like libraries, universities, churches, the blind, and various other charitable organizations to enjoy low postal rates. But Ted, since 52, this subsidy has increased from $4.1 million to $422 million today. That trend must stop. Supporting blind and disabled organizations is one thing, but handing lucrative Washington lobbying groups like the AARP, AFL-CIO, and even the U.S. Chamber of Commerce these low mailing rates is just plain wrong. Ted, whenever we try to deliver you a message to cut government waste, you always stamp it return to sender. The idea of cutting subsidized mail for wealthy abusers shouldn't be discarded like old junk mail.
Al, I agree. The move to end those abuses has bipartisan support in Congress. It's well on its way to happening. At the same time, it's important to maintain the long-standing principle of lower postal rates for legitimate charitable and other nonprofit organizations. There's broad support in Congress for these lower rates because of the important role that charities and other nonprofit organizations play in their communities. Although the pending legislation will reduce the subsidy somewhat, the reduction will be phased in over several years to avoid any excessive burden. In fact, Al, these organizations get a much larger federal subsidy from another pocket of Uncle Sam. The tax code gives them billions of dollars a year through the tax deduction that citizens get for contributions to charity. It's an effective way to encourage the private sector to provide support for the needy. Al Simpson and I want to face off on topics our listeners would like to hear about. Just send your suggestion to the station. I'm Ted Kennedy on the Mutual Broadcasting System.